What is that story about, and I forget where it comes from, about the camel and then the lion, and along the way you lose the burden of youth?
The three transformations of the spirit.
Yeah.
That's Nietzsche. That's the prologue to Thus Spake Zarathustra.
Tell me that story.
When you are a child, when you are young and a young person, you are a camel. The camel gets down on its knees and says, put a load on me. This is obedience. This is receiving the instruction and information that your society knows you must have in order to live a competent life. When the camel is well loaded, he gets up on his feet, struggles to his feet, and runs out into the desert, where he becomes transformed into a lion. The heavier the load, the more powerful the lion. The function of the lion is to kill a dragon, and the name of the dragon is Thou Shalt. And on every scale of the dragon, there is a Thou Shalt imprinted. Some of it comes from 2,000 years, 4,000 years ago. Some of it comes from yesterday morning's newspaper headline. When the dragon is killed, the lion is transformed into a child, an innocent child living out of its own dynamic. And Nietzsche uses the term, ein aus sich rollendes Rad, a wheel rolling out of its own center. That's what you become. That is the mature individual. The Thou Shalt is a civilizing force. It turns a human animal into a civilized human being. But then the one who is thrown off the Thou Shalt is still a civilized human being. You see, he has been humanized, you might say, by the Thou Shalt system. So his performance now as a child is not simply childlike at all. He has assimilated the culture and thrown it off as a Thou Shalt. But this is the way in any artwork. You go to work and study an art. You study the techniques. You study all the rules. And the rules are put upon you by a teacher. Then there comes a time of using the rules, not being used by them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
And
one way is to follow